I guess we are ready to begin now. Some of you may have heard a few short words that Luther spoke at one time. It had to do with preaching and how to deal with proclaiming God's word. If you'd ever travel in Lutherland, you would soon see that some of the churches in which Luther preached were very large. So large that without the modern equipment such as this, he would have been unable to be heard. So they had a custom whereby they went down the nave, the side of it. The nave is the large part where the people hear the word, and mounted the pulpit on the side wall and raised it quite high. So that literally, when you wanted to preach, the first thing you had to do is to climb up there. And so when asked for advice about preaching, Luther said this, "Steig flugs auf, tus Maul auf, und hör bald auf." Now, I don't expect that all of you would understand that immediately, but what it really means is that be prompt about climbing up there. That's step one. And second is open your mouth. And the third advice is stop soon. In other words, don't preach such a long, drawn-out sermon that people would be impatient about waiting for the end of it. Of course, in Luther's time, it was also understood that an hour was approximately a nice length for a sermon. There were some that spoke much longer. One of the famous dukes at the time was so impatient with hearing a sermon one day that he said he would give anything if he didn't have to listen to that sermon. So, you see, there are different ways. Now, this is all introduction that is supposed to be leading you up to my text, which was written in the book of James, chapter 1, where he wrote, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires." So this is good advice to all of us regarding how we proclaim or speak the word of God to others who hear us. The main thing is that we regard the Bible properly as what it is. From beginning to end, it is the pure word of God. There is no mistake in it. It is what God wants us to hear and learn. It's the only source that we have in all the world of absolute truth. Nothing deceiving in it, all true. And through that word of God that the Lord has chosen to give us, those who hear that word and believe it, the true life in Christ, which is life eternal. So we ought to listen very attentively to what the Bible says, and at the same time, we should spend much less time listening to the sound of our own voices, or perhaps even the voices of others who are not delivering the word of God's truth. Quick to listen is the way James puts it. He means to say that we should be eager when God's word is read to us or when we have the opportunity to read it. We should share the attitude of the psalm writer who said, "Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. How sweet are your promises to my taste, sweeter than honey in my mouth. I gain understanding from what you proclaim." What a wonderful gift it is to have God's word in such a ready, easy to have fashion. Bibles are available very readily. Almost any store you can find one. Plenty of them available to us. Now, if we are quick to listen to God's word, it means that we have ready answers available to us to all the questions that might bother us about our origin, about our life, about how we should live, about what we should believe, how we can drive away Satan. We know he exists because the Bible tells us so. And we know what an evil influence he is on us. But Satan can't stand up to the power of God's word. He is driven away by it. What can match the power of that word? I'll give you a couple examples. The first chapter of Genesis alone contains enough dynamite there to make sawdust out of the whole theory of evolution. Takes care of it. The Ten Commandments, they are incriminating enough to damn the entire human race for the way it believes and the way it acts without the message of the gospel. The message that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to bear the punishment for our sins is so powerful that whoever believes it shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't it wonderful to be quick to listen to that? James goes on to say we should be slow to speak. Not that we should cease to speak the word of God, but that we should speak it carefully as it is, not tossing little things in there that come out of our own minds, not our rash opinions, but things that are based upon the scripture. So God's word of truth must be our only guide. Now there's one more warning here that James includes in this. He says we should be slow to become angry. Sometimes we become angry at the behavior of people, and sometimes, if we are honest, we become angry when we look at our own behavior. But anger doesn't really help. Now, there is such a thing as a righteous anger. Christ was right to be angry when he drove out those people who were buying and selling there in the temple, or when he denounced the Pharisees. But so often what we like to think of as righteous anger is not. It's just spite on our part. We don't like to be disobeyed. We don't like to be disagreed with. What's important is our people disagreeing with God's word, not mine. The anger of man doesn't work the righteousness of God. When we speak to others, we should be not so eager to denounce them as we are eager to give them the truth of God's message. We may think at times with our wild and panic and excited denouncement of everything that we are being good for the kingdom of God, but very likely we are doing more harm than good with rash anger. St. Paul wrote to Timothy, "The Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth." Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Then we will be ready to speak God's truth in patient love to ourselves first and then to others. I hear the bell, but I'd like to have us close by singing hymn number 395, stanzas 2 and 3. Thank you.
One quick announcement, the After Banquet Committee has put up some posters. They've been up for a while. ILC has help. They're looking for you to dust off whatever it is you can do or be willing to do it at the banquet. That can be things like karaoke if you want to do that.
Just so
if you're a good seat stacker, that'd be a fun time to showcase you.